Hello everyone, this is Brittany Bruce's podcast. So today, I'm going to be talking about how can we avoid toxic relationships. And I think we have to, number one, not go in a relationship based on a fear or loneliness or rejection. Because here's the thing, okay? If you go in a relationship based off of those things, are you searching for a relationship based off of those things? It always produces a counterfeit. You might want to write that down. So, we don't want the counterfeit. We want the real thing. So, we have to ask ourselves, what is more important in my life? A counterfeit or the real thing? And the real thing takes time. It has to be developed. The counterfeit is always the first thing that will show up in your life before the genuine comes. And I believe this is also a good challenge. Like, if you wouldn't want your daughter to date someone that you're considering dating or dating, then that should be an indication that you shouldn't date that person. Because if you wouldn't want your daughter to date that type of person that you're being pursued by, then cut them out. Because you and I should set the example of what we deem as acceptable even before we have kids. Because if we don't, we will always settle for second best. And here's the thing. God doesn't want us to settle. He wants us to be treated like the queens that we are. And a lot of that, I believe, is truly waiting on the Lord. Psalm 62, verse 5, it says, "My hope and expectation are found in you." So, see, we have to wait upon the Lord with hope and expectation. It's great to have hope, but you also need to expect that God's got the man of your dreams and stuff. And I think a lot of times we get the counterfeit because we got the hope, but we lose the expectation. You got to have the expectation alive. Because here's the thing, if you don't have the expectation alive, your hope will grow dim. Because hope and expectation, they go together. You can't just hope for something without expecting . And we really have to ask ourselves, what is better? The counterfeit or the genuine? The counterfeit is going to cause you to compromise. It's going to distract you from your God-given destiny. The counterfeit is basically a waste of time, energy, and resources. The genuine is the man who will lead you, who will encourage you, who will deny his flesh daily and be the example to you of what Jesus' love looks like. And I think a lot of times we have to ask ourselves these real questions, like, what am I hoping to get out of this relationship? What am I hoping? Because the thing is, with a counterfeit, it's always going to lead to compromise. There's nothing that good can be produced out of this. The genuine will take some time to come. But we have to be at that place of spiritual maturity where we're like, okay, I've tried the counterfeits. The counterfeits don't work. I want the genuine. Because the genuine is going to be the one that God ordained you to be with. The counterfeit is the one the enemy wants you to be with. It's the one who goes after their own lust and their own flesh more than God. The genuine go after the fruits of the Spirit more than their own lust. They're more led by the Spirit than they are their flesh. So therefore, they have more fruit. You can eat from their life. You can eat from the tree of their life. The other person don't have any fruit. And I hope that this encourages you, but I also hope that this challenges you. We have to raise our standards according to the Word of God. And then we have to ask ourselves, is this person treating me the way the Bible says a man should treat a woman? And if he's not, set him free, cut him free. Because God has someone better for you. And I just want to encourage you and challenge you with this. You are worth it. You are more precious than gold. And you are priceless. And I love you guys. Mwah.